Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top line on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, my parva. We said in the Mishnah that for the second tefillah, so they brought the Kohen Gadol to the mikvah that was on the roof of the base of parva. So the Gemara wants to know, what's this name parva? Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yosef, parva amgusha. Rashi says that mechashef echad bana v'shmai parva, that there was a certain mechashef, a sorcerer, who built this room, and his name was Parva. So it comes out very interesting that they named the room after a mechashef. So the Miri says that no, it means after he did tshuva, that he was a mechashef, which about is aser, but it means after he did tshuva, so then they named this lishka after this person Parva. Says the Gemara Vayter, Parsu Sadin Shabutz. So they spread out a linen sheet between the Kohen Gadol and the Am in the Azara when the Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah. So it says the Gemara Maishna Shabutz, and we quoted this Gemara earlier, that why is it that they used Afka linen sheet? Amrav Kahana Kedishayakir Shavidasayoim Bevigdevutz. The reason why the Dafka used the linen sheet is to remind the Kohen Gadol that his Avaida that day is different than usual. Now this year, this time, he was doing the Avaida with the big Devutz, not with the big days off. We said, the Chachamim said in the morning, the first time the Kohen Gadol went lefnai v'lefnim to do the Avaida, so he wore very special linen, Arba Begadim, Big Day Lavan, that were worth 1,800 zuz, 18 mana, and then on the way out, he wore linen Begadim, not on the way out, and then the second time he went in, when he went in to take out the Kafan the Machta, so then he wore Big Day Lavan, which were also very chashiv, but slightly less chashiv, and these ones, they were only worth 12 mana, 1,200 zuz, and then the Chachamim said, which is a total of 30 mana. So ask the Gemara, v'tana minyana asal shminon. Is the Tana coming to teach us a math that 18 plus 12 is 30? Why did the Chachamim feel the need to tell us that, and this is a total of 30 mana? So says the Gemara, hakmash malon, the Chachamim are teaching us, the batzer mehani le'navet, that you just can't, that the ikar is the 30. The ikar is not the 18 and the 12, the ikar is that the begadim in total can't be less than 30. Ha'i batzer mehani v'tafeyah honey, less one, but they wanted to spend less money for this one and more money for the other one, so then that was fine. It didn't have to be exactly 18 and 12. The ikar is that the total amount of the begadim should be 30 mana. So I saw in the sefer that someone asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, so then why is it that they said 18 and 12? If the numbers 18 and 12 are completely irrelevant, if they want, they could change the numbers entirely, so then why does the Mishnah then say, why did the Chachamim say 18 and 12? So Rav Chaim said that there could be, that was the number that they, that was what they usually did. Practically, the numbers, the amount that they usually spent for the big day lavan in the shachar, in the shachars in the morning was 18, and then in the second time in they spent 12. That's just practically what they did. But in a chanami, the numbers aren't significant. The ikar is just that the total should be 30 mana. Says the Gemara, the kuli alma miyas the shachar adifik. It comes out, everybody agrees, both the Rimeir and the Chachamim, who they argued about the exact numbers, the prices of the Big Day Lavan, they both agree that the ones in the morning are more chashuv than the ones that in the second time in. That the ones that the Kohen Gadol wore when he went in for the Avaida, that was worth either 12 or 18, and then on the second time in, it was worth either 8 mana or 12 mana. So it was worth less than the ones that he wore the first time in. The ones that he wore to take out the kaf and the mach that were worth less. So it says the Gemara Minalam. What's the makar for that? Amrav Huna Braid Rav Yiloi. The makar is from the pasuk says, Amar Kra, the Torah says, bad, 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 bad. The pasuk says, Ksain is bad, Kodesh Yobash, Umichnesay bad, you Albasari, Uva Avne bad, Yachgor, Umitsef is bad, Yitznaif. So it says the word bad 4 times in the pasuk. So we learn out from the fact that it says in the morning the word bad 4 times, that Muvchar Babad, that the ones that the Kohen Gadol wears in the morning, the first time in, that has to be the most expensive one. Tosfos points out that the reason why you needed to say 4 times the word bad to teach us this halacha is because each one is needed really for its own drasha. The first time it says bad is to teach us the etzem halacha, that it's supposed to be linen, that he wears a linen garments. The second time it says bad is to teach us that he only wears linen garments and that he doesn't also wear big days off, like he usually does during the year. The third time it says bad is to teach us that it should be more chashev than the linen that he wears during the year. The one on Yom Kippur is more chashev than during the year. And then the fourth time it says bad is to teach us that the morning is more chashev than shel arvis. Says the Gemara Vayter, Meis Vayfrek, the Gemara, is that really true that the one in the morning is more chashuv? But the Pasuk says, V'lav shubegadim acherim, v'yikachu es ha'am bevigdeyem. The Pasuk says in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, he had a Nevuah about the Kohen Gadol's Avayd in the Bayis Shlishi, and he said that the Pasuk says, V'lav shubegadim acherim, that he wears other clothing. That would describe when he goes in the second time into the Kodesh HaKadosh to take out the Kaf and the Machta. It says he wears begadim acherim. So Rashi points out, it's mashma, it's not the same valued begadim as the earlier ones that he wore. And so the Gemara says, "My lav acherim chashuvin mehen." When it says he wears other begadim, doesn't that mean that these other ones are more expensive than the first ones? Rav Yashiv explains that the chayr the havimin is because malim v'kodesh main maridin. So the chayr the second time in, he wears even more expensive begadim than the first time in. And then that Gemara said, the Gemara says, "Loi, no acherim pechusin mehen." Acherim doesn't mean that they were more expensive. Acherim actually means that they were less expensive. The begadim that he wore the second time when he went to the Kodesh HaKadosh to take out the Kaf and the Machta were actually less expensive than the first begadim that he wore when he did the Avodah. And Rashi says, because now he was really just going in just to clean out the Makom. He was just, it's not covered to leave the Machta there, the Kaf and the Machta there the whole year round. So therefore he was going in just to take out the Kaf and the Machta, not to perform actual Avodah, and therefore the begadim that he wore the second time in were less expensive than the begadim he wore the first time in when he went in to actually perform Avodah.